Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, Shalom Bayis, Shir number 505. So we discussed in the previous shiurim that holiness, Kedusha, is mainly a result of deep, deep unity, which is very practical to reach, realistic to reach. Every couple can achieve pure holiness through a special oneness. And we bring down that it needs to be out of love, out of desire. The Kavanah of L'Shem Shemayim means you do the way Hashem wants it for the purpose of connecting with your wife, with your husband, and that there should be Shalom in the home. And to use your words in a beautiful way of connecting with love. That is the idea behind it. And now we're going to just talk about how Tznius and Mitzvah Aina are no contradiction to one another. Because if a person does not correctly understand the concept of Aina, one may think it's a contradiction with the value of Tznius. But that is an error, because from Halacha you see clearly that the union must be approached in the most intimate way possible. Yes, there are Tznius aspects pertaining to Mitzvah Aina, regarding having light in the room, regarding using coverings, you ask Shilas on certain things. But the very concept of the union itself is by no means a contradiction to Tznius. And that is something that is extremely important to understand. The performance of Mrs. Aina is concealed, is hidden, but it's not because it isn't a noble act or a dignified act. It's not vulgar. The halacha is, api halacha, look, that your tasha shamita b'sukkah, if you could figure out a way that the sukkah should be locked and it's mamish tsenua, problem is a lot of times it's difficult practically speaking, but at least on a theoretical value, or if you could have an isolated sukkah on an isolated porch when no one's there and it's like that, then you could engage in tasha shamita in the sukkah. The Bir Halacha, Tafrei Shlamites, says, Tasha Shamita Besukkah, Loi Mikri Tashish Bozi. It's not considered a Bizayan Tashmish. Why? B'mashu Mekayim, because he's being Mekayim. Mitzis Asei, a positive commandment. Number one, the Pruervu. And number two, Va'ina. So the concealment of it, though, is not because it's vulgar or bad or anything like that. It's only because it's to remove ourselves from external distractions. That's why the Rambam Hilchas Ishus Perek Yudal Halacha Tesvav says, "Asa l'shamash mitase lefnei kol beria." You can't have relations in front of any beria, even certain animals. Let's say they used to have cats or whatever it is. They have to remove them. And the chayin tzarchlis are certainly shebnei adam lo yagishu b'adam, that people shouldn't feel it. That's why koilan is someone with a loud voice. It's problematic. You have to be careful. So the tzinias and the privacy of it is not because of negative. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, "Mashatzarach la'asayse behesta v'tzina." The reason you have to do it quietly, in a private, in a concealed manner, have a gamkei merayv kedushasa, is due to its great holiness, not because of the reverse. Meaning that the tzniyas aspect, the concept is to block out external interference, but not because the act is somehow immoral. And that's why it must be kept top secret, because there's something wrong with it. This is a notion that people in the back of their heads may have. It's like, yeah, they're committing some type of sin, who knows what. You know, even though technically it's mutter, but, to be ashamed in that sense. That's not what it's about. That's not what tznius is. The idea is to keep it private because of the holiness of it, because of the goodness of it. The Yavetz brings down in the Sefer Merak Siyash, Simen Reish Mem. Ein Aroichei Love, there's no comparison to Mitzvah Aina, B'chol Maisa Basav Adam, or any act of Basav Adam, K'she Yufal B'Kavana Tahira Machshav HaZakarikia, when it's done with a pure intention, with a clear mind. V'nira Kimereib Goydel Priya Chashiva Zu Apoyel, because of the Chashivas, the importance of it, that's why Hutzrich Letznias B'Yoyser. That is why you need more Tznias. Kedesh loy tishloit by ayin hara, so that ayin hara shouldn't fall into it. That is why we do it with tznius, because it is a sacred act between a couple alone, meant to be private, not because there's anything negative about it. And it's the Sefer Kedushas Abayis, page 272, it is not good and even dangerous if one spouse is ashamed of the other. People think tznua means to be ashamed or embarrassed one to the other. Now here he says a fascinating concept here. Alabal mutalahanikas abayis betzuruzu shebiyachat yibushot tznius b'pnei Hashem. The husband leads the way that they both together should have a tznius before Hashem. They should recognize that Hashem is with them as they're doing the sacred act. But each one to each other, no shame. It has to be bechina like it says in the pasuk v'loyis by Shashu. Because if you don't do that, you could violate explicit halachas, in which case shame is a bad thing, the withholding of things. So that's a very important yesod. In the beginning of marriage, sometimes difficult to break through that barrier of feeling certain shame or uncomfortableness with one another. That needs to be broken. There needs to be no shame, no embarrassment, any type of anxiety-ridden, self-conscious embarrassment between a husband and a wife when it comes to intimate aspects of their lives. That's the idea. It's a fascinating thing. In the Gemara Yuma, Nundal and Amad Aleph says, once a chassan and kala get married, the wife is no longer modest from her husband. Kala calls Mashi Bebesavia when she's still in her father's house. Tsenua Mibala, she is modest from her husband. Kiva Shabasa Lebes Chamia, when she comes to her father-in-law's house, meaning by her husband, she's already with her husband. Aina Tsenua Mibala. She's no longer modest from her husband, and that is the right way. Between a husband and a wife, the greatest intimacy exists. And that's the intimacy is to forget about the world around them and focus on each other with deep unity, open, unashamed, together. There's a sefer called B'Yarkasei Beisecha by Rabbi Aaron Reisman that he brings down. This is all from Atoy V'Oy Alecha right now. But he explains like this in a beautiful concept that a husband and wife are together, unclothed with each other, is not a chesaron in tznius. It is the opposite. Why? Because if we're talking about two separate bodies, then you have to hide one body from the other body due to tznius. But since a husband and wife are like one body, on like one flesh, hein kibosar echad mamosh, then hare kashem she'einin yinchasas yad yamin latznia yabipnei yad smoil, you don't have to hide your right hand from your left hand, because they're all part of your one body. You're one body. You're the same. Tznius is not expressed with a partition between the two of them, but rather as one partition around them both. This is the main yesod. I'm going to say it in Lashon Kodesh. It's beautifully written. Hatznius, the modesty between a husband and wife, it's not expressed with any type of barrier between them. But is a barrier around them and everyone else and anything else. Because they are truly one. That's why it says that they insist on wearing clothing, being involved in the intimate act. You go out and, you know, there's the Yitzi, and then they criticize the Parsium where they did relations with their clothes on. Because they, in their aspects, they're two separate bodies. So their philosophy, they're two separate bodies, you need a tznius, a levush between them. But in the idea of zivug, in the idea of tashmish, in the idea of the physical sexual union of aina, that opposes the derech hatayra. The derech hatayra is a chibur tahar, a pure union that is from the koyach of the fact that they're truly one and one body. And therefore, they, to have a cover on them, yes. But to be with each other unclothed, yes. Why? Because they are one. because they are one. So this is important yisoid. Tznius and mitzvahs ayna are not contradiction, are not a contradiction. They basically complement each other. The next yisoid is that the physical pleasure of it is part of the kedusha. The actual physical pleasure is part of the kedusha when done with the right intentions. That is very, very clear. There's a sefer from Baruch of Kosov that's called Amoid HaAvoida that we're going to talk about in a moment that talks about this. But the idea is, if it's totally self-centered for the purpose of your self-indulgence, that is problematic. But if one has that desire and their kavana is to connect, even if they have that desire and they enjoy themselves in the process, then it is a good thing. Then it is a beautiful thing. That is an important thing to understand. So this concept of trying to minimize pleasure as much as possible is a mistake. To reduce the pleasure of it is a mistake. Rav Wolber brings it down there, that he says basically like that. That if someone thinks that the Torah Kedoshah for sure wants that the Kiyam Mitzvah Zivig should be Bali Taiva without any desire, or L'chol HaPochus B'miya Taiva K'chol Masha Efshar, or with a diminishment of Taiva as much as possible, right? That what you're talking about, the holiness of a zivug, it must be that there is an absence of taiva, a reduction of taiva. Ze tos gemura. That is a complete error. That is a complete mistake. And that's very important to understand. So Rabbi Kosova writes like this. He said he heard once from a very pious Jew that he was sad that it is within the nature of a person to have physical pleasure during the union. He would have preferred not to have any physical pleasure whatsoever, because then he could perform the union just to do the Ratzon Hashem. And the way it is now, the Yetzer Hara confuses people's minds by combining thoughts of doing with the will of Hashem with thoughts of physical pleasure, resulting in a mixed mindset. Now, with that Jew's words, I said pshat on the words Kaddish Atzimcha B'Mutalach, that you should sanctify yourself at the union. It's not exactly known what one should do to sanctify yourself. So he thought, this Jew, thought that the sanctification might mean that you should sanctify his thoughts to remove from his mind a desire to have physical pleasure, and that he should regret for the nature instilled in union, which gives pleasure during the act, and wish it should not be this way. In other words, Nebuch, it has to be this way. That there's always a mixture of a negative, of a taiva in this act, but I would rather it not be that way. That is not the right approach. Baruch Kosova writes that after Hashem gave me grace, and I was privileged to understand the true idea of holiness during the union, it came to the conclusion that holiness is contracted precisely by feeling physical pleasure. And this is a wondrous secret, a deep secret, but it's not here the place to elaborate on it because I have no preface, have to preface this explanation with many leads in, and right now he can't talk about it. I wonder if he talks about it in a different place, but the bottom line is that this concept is erroneous. Holiness is contracted in this union precisely by feeling the physical pleasure of it. So this is very important. That is how a couple connects intimately. That's the very foundation of holiness. The Kuntres Rav Isaac Scher, he says, when you look at the Ramban's words in Igaras HaKodesh, and he talks not just about the act itself that's holy, but the taiva in the act is also holy. Shatai vezehu chidushai, and this is the chidush of the Ramban, shataiva atzma hi kedusha nikiyem etuma. The physical desire itself, again, when your intention is to connect and love, that itself is kedusha. Evukaira esataiva im hamaisa b'shem chibur, mipnei shem dover echad. He calls taiva with the act itself, the physical sexual desire with the act, both combined. That is what chibur is. Because that's one. You can't have one without the other. And that is an extremely important insight. So again, to reiterate two points of this shir. Number one, that tznius and mitzvahs ayna are no contradiction to one another. And number two, that physical pleasure is also part of the kedusha of ayna. Bracha v'atzlacha.